I feel bad that I can't remember anything about Gran Nicholas's house. On the table in her kitchen, Gran has lined up three things I do not remember. 1. A green stuffed elephant in overalls. 2. A net bag full of black chess pieces. 3. A clunky old tape recorder. "You loved these things when you were here before," Gran Nicholas tells me. "But I don't remember any of it." "Not the horses?" Gran Nicholas says, pointing out the window to a dusty yard. "Maybe there were horses there once?" "Not the pigs?" Gran Nicholas says, pointing out the back door. If I squint, I can make out some pigs behind a fence, but I don't remember them. "Not this?" she says, holding up the green stuffed elephant. "When you were here before, you wouldn't let go of it. You carried it everywhere. You wouldn't let anyone get near it. But it's like I've never laid eyes on that green stuffed elephant in my life. It could have been anyone's green stuffed elephant, and I would not have minded." Mom looks nervous. She wants me to remember, but it's her fault I don't. She brought me here for a month when I was 5 and didn't bring me back again until now, when I am practically 11. 10 and a half. Almost. Of course, I do remember Gran herself, because we talk on the phone every week, and we write each other postcards. Gran tells me the news of Australia, and I tell her the news of Massachusetts. She came to visit us once, for 2 weeks, but I don't remember one thing about her house. Actually, maybe I do remember one thing. I think I remember a wrong chicken. I remember chickens, and one chicken that was different. One chicken was not like the other chickens, is what I remember. But standing here in the kitchen with everyone looking at me, I don't know how to ask Gran about that. I pick up the elephant. It's soft and floppy. I still don't remember it. Gran Nicholas sighs. She doesn't say what I know she wants to say, which is that we should have come back sooner. On the other hand, Australia is very far away from Massachusetts. If you want to get from our house to Gran Nicholas's house, this is what you have to do. 1. Drive from Massachusetts to New York City for 4 hours. 2. Park the car and wait for a bus to the airport. 3. Take a plane for 7 hours to California. 4. Get off that plane. 5. Take another plane for 19 hours to Melbourne, Australia. 6. Get off that plane. 7. Wait in 3 different lines while official people look at your bags and your papers. 8. Wait in the rental car line. 9. Drive the car for 2 hours in Australia. 10. Get to Gran's house. Now Mom's going to leave me here again while she goes to visit all her friends from growing up. The baby is too young to stay with Gran Nicholas, so she's going with Mom. I wonder what it's like here at night. I look at the chess pieces. Does Gran have the white ones? I open my mouth to ask, but instead I hear myself say, "Are there chickens?" "Yes!" She gets excited, and Mom looks happy. Gran grabs my hand and runs me out to the yard, where some chickens are pecking in the dirt. I look them over, but they all look regular. "Are these the same chickens?" I ask Gran Nicholas. She says they are different chickens, but the idea of chickens is right. I don't exactly know how to ask the next question. "Did you used to have one that was weird?"